This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Ski icon and filmmaker Warren Miller died at the end of last week at the age of 93. For decades, ski fans have watched his films each fall to inspire themselves for the upcoming ski season. Warren Miller has been credited by some people for launching the ski industry because his films brought the beauty and the challenge of skiing to the masses. And in a place like Vermont, which depends on the ski industry and where so many skiers love Warren Miller films, many have been impacted by what they've seen him put on the screen. Joining me now on the line is a Vermonter who worked with Miller and skied in a number of his films. John Egan works as a mountain guide and teaches private ski lessons at Sugarbush Resort. And John, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Well, it's great to chat with you, Mitch.
So tell me first about, you know, Warren Miller, the man. This is somebody that you met and worked with. What was he like to be around?
He was really inspirational and just an amazing guy who just had no fear and a sense of adventure. And he loved sharing everything he loved with the people that he worked with, and it showed in the films that he made.
No fear is absolutely right. You know, the first image that I can remember of seeing a skier do something amazing or be in trouble is that old Wide World of Sports shot, you know, the agony of defeat, and you see that poor skier come off the run down there and he crashes and stuff. But Warren Miller brought so much more to skiing, not just the danger of it, but the beauty. How was he able to capture such amazing shots, you know, while he was out there doing the actual skiing?
The cool thing about Warren is he was an artist, and growing up in L.A., he saw lots of art, and he took the camera to a new level. He used an old World War II camera that was a wind-up camera, so no batteries needed out there, or electrical outlets or anything out there in the mountains. He would slow it down and speed it up in certain spots and just catch the beauty that was going on in the mountains itself, and the skiing was just part of it. He didn't just focus on what's going on with the skier. He just showed you the whole panorama and gave you the feel that you were actually there.
So interesting, too. You mentioned that he was a California native. You don't think of somebody from that part of the country making his name through something like skiing, which is such a Northeastern sport or associated with that. What do you think his meaning was to folks in Vermont, where, of course, the ski industry is such a part of this state's identity?
You know, I still tour with the film and go around, and I stop at over 40 cities in the fall with the new film each year. And when we get to Burlington, there is just an excitement in there. And I've worked with 14 or 15 different road crews over the last few years, and, you know, they all love to come to Burlington, and there's such an energy here. It's really amazing. And I think Warren realized that a lot of the great skiers out west started here in the east, and he respected that.
And John, tell me about your own affiliation with Warren Miller. How did you meet him? How did you come to be working with him? I understand that you filmed some of his films, didn't you?
Yeah, so I met Warren in 1978 when he came to Sugarbush to make a film. And I was lucky enough to be one of the skiers to be in that film. I always say he made the mistake of giving me his 800 number, and I never forgot it. But Warren and I hit it off. We were kindred spirits a little bit. I spent this summer out in at his house, and we're doing a documentary about his extraordinary life. Hopefully it'll be out in 2018. And it's not a ski film. It's a story about his life, his struggles, and how he transformed an industry while being its biggest promoter.
In his movies, did he ever have the skiers try to do something that maybe they didn't want to do? Or was he thinking about things like safety? Or did none of that really matter? It was like, just get out there and show us whatever you got.
That was the great thing about working with Warren. I did over 15 films with him. And each and every time, it was the same thing. Whatever the skier wanted to do, the cameraman would try and make it look as best as he can. One of Warren's most famous shots, actually, is of my brother Dan and myself. And a big cornice breaks off the side of a mountain and drops about 900 feet. And I jumped over the hole it left and landed back on the hill. And everybody asked me, why did he put you in that dangerous spot? And it was a spot that my brother and I had gotten into. It wasn't anything he asked us to do. And he never did that. He never really pushed it beyond anybody's limits.
Do you think it's an exaggeration to say that, that Warren Miller really helped to popularize skiing in, throughout the country?
I don't think that's an exaggeration at all. Even to this day, when I go to the theaters, I see grandmothers and grandfathers, and they don't even ski, but their grandson does, so they want to support him, and they bring him to the film. And those folks still love the movie. He just had a sense of humor and sarcasm and showed the beauty of the world and contradictory situations you could get yourself in, and it's really an interesting film.
John Egan worked with Warren Miller, who died last week at the age of 93. John, thank you so much for your time.